talk to me a little bit about the Purdue Center for Animal Welfare Science. What is the mission, and what is behind this new center?
Well, what we're trying to do is actually create a center that brings together faculty and others who are potential contributors from a very multidisciplinary perspective to really look at all of the sciences that inform what ultimately is animal quality of life, right? So what we're essentially trying to do is bring together a really multidisciplinary group to look at what the key issues are pertaining to the well-being of the animals, and coming up with good questions, and even better, hopefully, good ways to resolve those questions through science, through teaching, through outreach.
Because animal welfare can be a little subjective, I guess maybe what one person thinks isn't an industry or shouldn't be an industry standard is an industry standard. What are some of the things that you'll examine about that to maybe take some of the perceptions about the animal industry under examination or take on some of those misconceptions or conceptions about the animal industry?
Well, actually, that's a great point. And it's one of the reasons why my vision for the center is we don't just focus on what we consider to be the hard sciences that pertain to animal well-being, right? So we're not just going to look at the physiology of the animals or just the behavior of the animals. It's really important to look also at the ethics, the value systems that really underlie why people are concerned about animals and what they think is good quality of life for an animal, right? And then we trace that back to, and what do we know that helps to inform those perspectives, right? But it becomes important to think about, for instance, how do we know what people know about animal welfare, what they think about animal welfare? You know, to what extent are they even aware of some of the practices, other than what really gets highlighted in the media, are they really aware of the practices that pertain to the species that really are of concern to them, that are a priority to them? And then what science do we have that helps us to address those concerns and that allows us to really think about what our ethics are that are the framework for how we do our science and that become the framework even for what we prioritize are important questions to ask and who we include in terms of thinking about who's impacted as a result of the practices and policies and so on that we're ultimately helping to inform, right? So it's really meant to be a comprehensive approach that bridges the science of animal welfare and all of the respective sciences with also the other sciences, including those from the liberal arts like philosophy and social science and psychology.
We know the center will be housed at Purdue, but will it be? Will you take in information and collaborate with other land-grant universities throughout the Midwest and throughout the livestock-producing states?
Absolutely. I mean, animal welfare is important to the state of Indiana, but as we all know, it's important nationally, it's important globally. And the problems that we are tasked with, the problems that, for instance, animal agriculture faces today are